Shri Sai Ram. It is the light of the sun that illumines the entire universe. Bhagwan, it is your infinite grace that has made the Vidwans, Gurus, students and devotees from the states of Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra, Karnataka, in fact the entire world, gather today to offer their soulful rendering at your lotus feet. The heartfelt lyrics of the Pancharatna Kritis have been composed in Sanskrit and Telugu and have made an attempt to capture the infinite blessings and the life teachings of Bhagwan. The Pancharatna Kritis are tuned in the Carnatic style that is most prevalent in South India. The first Kriti, Pranamami Saisha, is tuned in all grandeur in Gambira Natai. The second Kriti, Sadabhavayami, is a soulful rendering set to Ragam, Maya Malava Gaula. The third Kriti, Charana Sevanam, is one brimming with wonderful recollections and is set to Arabi. The fourth Kriti, Kaliyuga Avatari, captures beautifully the awe-inspiring aspect of Bhagwan's life and is aptly tuned in Todi. The fifth Kriti, Satyasai Avatara Vaibhavam, is a celebration of the glorious and eternal life of Swami and is tuned in Madhyamavati. O Nada Brahma Vishwarupa Sai, we pray today so that our hearts, which are brimming with devotion, are able to render these Kritis and all of us experience the eternal bliss.
Shiva Shakti Hara, Yeah. Amen. Bye. Jesus, yes, I am. Thank you. Yeah. ഓം ശ്രീ സൈറാം. ഓൺ ദിസ് വെരി ഓസ്പിഷ്യസ് ഫിഫ്ത് ശ്രീ സത്യസായി ആരാധനാ മഹോത്സവം, ഐ പ്ലേസ് അവർ മോസ്റ്റ് റെവറൻഷ്യൽ ഹംബിൾ ആൻഡ് റെസ്പെക്ട്ഫുൾ പ്രണാംസ് കോട്ടി കോട്ടി നമസ്കാർ at the lotus feet of our divine master Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Today is a day of reflection. Why I say reflection is that 5 years have gone by since the time that we had the great good fortune of having darshan of his divine form in our midst. 5 years is half a decade, and all of us have grown older by 5 years. But the question we must ask is whether we have grown more mature in our devotion. 5 years in the lifetime of an institution is not a very long time, but for those of us who are involved in the running of this and several institutions which Bhagwan set up, 5 years has been a very, very long time. We have had to face a number of trials, a number of tribulations, but at the same time, we have had the great good fortune of Swami continuously showing us and manifesting to us that He is there with us, He is going to be with us, and that He is always going to be having a watchful eye over whether we are following His teachings. Just a few days ago, a few of us trustees went to visit the Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital at Bangalore. I reached the director's room there just before 7 a.m. and there's a beautiful picture of Swami in the director's room, and right on the picture we have the manifestation of the Vibhuti. I could not resist the temptation and I took a few pictures. Even before Director Sundaresh came into the room, without his permission, I couldn't resist and I took a few pictures. And then he came in and he prayed, did obeisance there, took the Vibhuti, put it on himself, and we went around the hospital. It took us about 2.5 hours to do that. And by the time we came back to his room and we sat down there and I looked at the picture, it took very different. So I went up to the picture and I saw carefully that the Swami's Abhayahasta like this. In the morning, this whole portion had no Vibhuti. And by the time we finished the visit and came, the whole hand was covered in Vibhuti. Now, this is something which we need to experience. Now, today is a day of remembrance. Today is a day when we have to think of what we have done in the past 5 years. That day, 5 years ago, is still etched in my memory. I have narrated this on a number of occasions, but I can't resist sharing a few thoughts of it. I got the news a few days before Swami's Mahasamadhi when we were in the hospital. I was debating. It was Chaitra Bahula Ashtami. Is a day on which I had to perform the annual ceremony of my mother, and that year I had decided to go and perform it in Gaya. I was in dilemma because Swami's health was not too good and we were in the hospital. And the very last moment I got clearance from my brother trustees who said, well, you have to go, please go, don't hold back. So I went straight from here and went and reached Gaya the previous day. And that morning I got down from the car, put my right foot on the floor, right in front of the Vishnupada temple in Gaya. And as I put my foot down, I get the telephone call from Mr. Girigaru, giving me the news of Swami vanishing from our midst. And what is very moving is that I was there at Gaya, which is the holiest place for performance of obsequies for us. And on that day I get the news there. And the priest who was to perform the obsequies for us is the same priest who had the good fortune of receiving Swami when Swami visited Gaya many, many years ago. And when I went and told him, he reminisced and said, yes, Swami was here, he was in this house. This is where he asked us to perform some rituals for his mother. Now how Swami connects people from one place to the other and how he sent me there, I do not know. Maybe there was some divine design and therefore I had to give my prayer even before I came back the same night to Puttaparthi. I was there at Vishnupada praying that Swami takes care of this whole universe. What is the embodiment of the divine? I cannot resist but quote a few shlokas and briefly explain what they mean. Shankar Bhagavad Pada wrote a number of kritis. One of them is the Dakshinamurti Stotram. The Dhyana shlokas to the Dakshinamurti Stotram talk in very high philosophical terms, the pure Advaita which Swami always lived, which Swami always preached, which Swami always talked about. He said, you and me are one, there is no difference. Om Namah Pranavarthaya Shuddha Jnaneka Murtaye Nirmalaya Prashantaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. Salutations to whom? Salutations to the embodiment of the pranava or the om. That is the description of our guru. Salutations to the personification of pureness. The personification of non-dual knowledge. Salutations to one who has no stain and to one who is tranquil or prashanti. This is the Dakshinamurti to whom I play my obeisance. Ishwaro Gurutamotnima Murtibheda Vibhajino Vyamavad Vyamadeptaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. This is the second Dhyana Shloka. There are three concepts that are referred to here. Ishwara and Guru and Atma. If you contemplate, these three apparently look different. To our normal senses, Ishwara is God, Guru is our preceptor, and Atma is something which is that universal spirit. But in this sloka, the poet Dakshinamurti Stotra, he says, salutations to that Dakshinamurti who makes all of this look like one, like the Akasha. He says, it's the Vyomakesha, where all these three ideas is one and the same. And as all of us recall, Swami talking to us repeatedly in every discourse, saying there is only one God and that God is omnipresent. So there is no difference between God, Guru and Atma. It is one and the same. And this is a beautiful idea that is embodied in the second Dhyana Shloka. The third Dhyana Shloka talks of this. Nidhaye sarvadhikshanam Bishaje sarva roginam Gurave sarva lokanam Dakshinamurte maha. Salutations to Sri Dakshinamurti, who is the receptacle of all knowledge, who is the medicine for all the ailments of the soul and of worldly bondage. We are all bound in the world and we want to get out of the bondage of the world. And we always say, Swami, take us through the Bhavasagara without any problem. What is this Bhavasagara? It is the bondage that is keeping us tied here. And Swami repeatedly said, live like a flower, like the Kamala. You must be above the water, you must be in the water. You must be connected to the water but not be affected by the water. And who is this Guru who is going to take you through all these three worlds? He is the Dakshinamurti. He is the Sai Dakshinamurti. He is the Dakshinamurti that we have always loved, whom we always perceive in our mind's eye. That is the idea which we need to keep, because today if you look for the form, Swami is not there in our midst. But in the travels that we have done in the last 4 to 5 years, let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there has not been a single moment anywhere in the world where I visited where I don't feel Swami's presence, where I don't find His devotees, where I don't find His devotees praying to Him with great earnestness and with one pointed attention that, Swami, You are there for us. Whether we physically see You or no, it doesn't matter. Today is a day of Aradhana. Today is the day when we recharge ourselves. Today is the day when we rededicate ourselves to seeing Swami in His cosmic form, to seeing Swami in the form that we are not used to seeing in our worldly life. That is the perception of this divine being. Swami, we thank You for coming to this world. We thank You for being with us for 85 long years. We thank You for all the love that You showered on us. We thank you for all the affection that you gave us. Every single devotee who has ever had the good fortune of being in close proximity with Swami will realize Swami was the most affectionate person. The smallest problem that you had, Swami would feel very bad about it. I remember that when a mother tried to place her child at Swami's feet, Swami just could not withstand that trouble the mother was taking to place the child at his feet. He actually prevented the mother and said, no, don't bend. Don't put the child on the floor. Took the child in his hands. This was Swami for us. This is the affection which Swami showed us. And so now we have to repay all of that love and affection which Swami gave us by being dedicated to Swami's ideals, by looking forward to living a life as Swami expected us to do. Swami said, do service. You have to do seva. Seva is part of your sadhanas, your spiritual pursuit. There can be no sadhana without seva. These are the messages that Swami gave us. Let us all pray to him to give us greater energy, greater devotion, and greater determination to make our lives worthy instruments of Swami, to make this whole world a peaceful place. Samasta lokaha sukhino bhavantu. This is the prayer which Swami modified from the Vedic scripts, from loka samastaha. Let us live that life. Swami, we pray to you, we thank you once again, and we request you to please continue to bestow your love, your affection, your blessing, and more importantly, your guidance for us to go in the right spiritual pursuit so that we may ultimately merge with your cosmic being. Jai Sai Ram. With these words, I have great pleasure to welcome our honored guest today, Sri M. Venkaya Naidu Garu, who has taken time off from his very, very busy schedule, a particularly important day for him in Parliament today. But because of his commitment which he gave to our institution, he has taken time off. He has been here with us. He has seen the ashram. Of course, he has visited many times. He also had the privilege of today going to the Mahanarayan Sava function. I'm sure that he will have some wise words for us, and that he will participate today with his full heart and soul in the very auspicious and solemn ceremony that we are having today to mark the Satya Sai Aradhana Mahotsavam. With these words, a great pleasure in welcoming Sri Venkaya Naidu and thank him for coming to this function today.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, I pray to him on this very unique and important day, on behalf of all the devotees all over the world, from 186 countries including India, who are watching this event today live on Radio Sai. I pray to him on behalf of everyone that he grants us the grace to make us his instruments in the spread of the divine mission and his message round the globe and throughout the cosmos. And that also with a feeling that we do not have any sense of doership, because he always extolled us that the true sadhana begins by being his instrument without any sense of doership, and offering everything at his divine lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram on this beautiful day today. Today's day is very unique for the entire world. This was the day when the divine master expressed through his life the message that mankind should learn. That devotion to him is that when man learns how to be at peace both in happiness and sorrow. Because this is the hallmark of the true devotee, as Bhagwan always extolled. And to achieve this year, throughout the world, for the last 1 month, every country and every devotee has been practicing intense sadhana throughout the month as a month of giving and forgiving. Throughout the world, people have prayed, people have meditated, and people have introspected so that they can become better human beings and improve themselves. Because Bhagavan always wanted that mankind first endeavor to improve himself rather than improve the world. Because he believed that no sooner you improve yourself, automatically the whole world falls in line. To such a divine master, we pay our obeisance today, this beautiful morning. And as Brother Naganand mentioned, he may have left the physical form, but more importantly, he has decided to reside in the hearts of each one of us and to make us believe that he is our true friend throughout the sojourn on earth from birth to death on this beautiful journey. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are very happy to have amongst us Sri Venkaiah Naidu, the Union Minister, the Government of India, in charge of Parliamentary Affairs and Rural Development. But more than that, brothers and sisters, he is a true sadhaka and a great philanthropist. I understand that we have with us today his daughter, Sister Deepa Venkat, and together they run a huge charity, Swarna Bharatam, and they are also, beyond being a politician, he is a sadhaka and also involved in the kind of work that Bhagwan inspires everyone. And therefore today, it's very symbolic that we should have him as the guest of honor today amidst us. Sir, welcome. Welcome to Prashanthi Nilayam, and we're happy to have you with us. The world looks for peace today, and Bhagwan had the only strategy, the real strategy for world peace. And I'm happy to mention this before our Honorable Minister, because he's striving very hard for world peace and also in the government. Sir, Bhagwan said, if there is righteousness in the heart, then there is beauty in character. If there is beauty in character, then there is harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, then there is order in the nation. And if there is order in the nation, then there is peace in the world. This is sacrosanct. Bhagwan has been extolling this for all the years of his sojourn on earth. But the first fundamental reason is righteousness in the heart. And this righteousness in the heart can never come without true education. In fact, if one sees the Charter of the United Nations, which is committed to world peace, it is very much written in the Charter that they would go to schools to teach young children the examples of the values of peace that are necessary. But probably we missed it out, and Bhagwan came to remind us that true peace from the world will come with true education. And the education of the kind that Bhagwan extolled as EduCare. Bhagwan started motivating the entire mankind, and especially our organization that spreads 186 countries. And all over the world, people are involved. And in the true sense, the real legacy of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba is the message of EduCare to the entire mankind. Bhagwan started in very simple, humble way. When he picked up young women, household people, with love, he started the Bal Vikas movement 50 years ago. And today, over 50 years, lakhs and lakhs of children have passed through the movement of Bal Vikas and are now placed in various positions. And therefore, they are all safe. Bhagwan has already established people of character and righteousness in the heart. With this movement started the next dimension of education in the country. And that was the Satya Sai University, the schools that Bhagwan started. The formal education. When Bal Vikas took care of the non-formal education, the universities took care of the formal education. But this was not enough. The circle had to go still further. Then Bhagwan got in the education and human values program that goes over throughout the world. When young children in different countries, in different languages, are now a part of the education human values program. This human values program further ventured into the next dimension of the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program. And now, the Satya Sai organization, 186 countries, sir, has joined to close this circle of virtuous education at the launch of the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Jyoti program. Today, we are very happy and grateful to Bhagwan that we launched the next dimension of education in the divine mission entitled the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Jyoti program. I draw your attention to the screens if you are able to see it, so that you can follow what I am now saying henceforth. The Sri Satya Sai Vidya Jyoti program is an offering by the Sri Satya Sai Youth Wing of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization India. And I stand here today to congratulate all the teams of young men and women throughout the states of India who came together to conceive this program. And on behalf of all of them, I offer this at the Divine Lotus Feet today morning. Dear brothers and sisters, we know Bhagwan's expectation and Bhagwan's strategy to catch hold of young men and young women, young boys and young girls, and take them on the path of righteousness and good virtues based upon the five human values of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prem and Ahimsa. It is sad that when we talk of this, people don't believe it. But whether they believe or not doesn't matter, because this is a sankalp of our Divine Master and it has to succeed, and it has already succeeded as far as we are concerned throughout the length and breadth of this globe. Today's education in the country is in a very dismal state as far as rural India is concerned. We are happy that people are concentrating on that, people are working towards that, people have realized the real situation. 40% drop out from schools, 50% children can't read, even at standard 2. 73% children below 16 years live in villages and they have no good education. 71% attendance in schools. So many problems. Who's going to handle this? We cannot blame each other. The Satya Sai Seva Organization Youth Wing has taken upon itself to address these issues in a very unique way, because they are guided by Bhagwan's own important guidelines. Swami always said that education has two aspects. The first is related to external and the worldly education, which is nothing but acquiring bookish knowledge. The second aspect, known as educare, is related to human values and character building. A sapling can be helped to grow straight, but once it becomes a tree, it cannot be guided by its growth. It has to be on its own. Children must grow up in the atmosphere of reverence, devotion, mutual service and cooperation. If this is the mandate of our master, let us address this issues of the rural education and children in the rural parts of India. We have integrated solutions to challenges that are listed before us. We are empowering teachers. We are introducing concepts of educare as enunciated by Bhagwan himself. If you want to improve the environment and give these children opportunities and exposure to the great knowledge and the great culture of our country so that they can imbibe it in a big way. I may tell you that the Vidya Jyoti is dedicated to inspiring children by empowering schools. Currently, we aim that during the part of the years as we unfold this program today, we try to address the concerns of 900 schools nationwide in all the states of India, and this will be led by the youth of the Satya Sai organization, both young men and women. What will we do? The entire Satya Sai organization, in all its three wings, is going to back up the young men and women of the organization to carry this mission forward. Main objectives: try to upgrade the infrastructure in these rural schools, empower and energize the teachers and the children, and help in development of the individual and national character. The project will be led by the youth volunteers and supported by the Sevadal, Mahila Vibhag and the Balvikas Gurus of the Satya Sai organization. Who are the beneficiaries and stakeholders of this program? The encompass, the general, the complete environment of the village and the school, the students, the teachers, the family of the children who go to these schools, the villages themselves, the school itself, volunteers who be a part of this, and especially act as a liaison to all the schemes that the government wants to implement and help them to ensure that the last mile is covered and covered in all these villages is the project phase. Four phases of this project. As we go down, we energize the entire environment, empower the teachers and the skills, equip them, and then evolve so that within the span of a limited, designated time frame, we can achieve this and help the children. The project timelines are practical, and we want to ensure that we do this as fast as possible. And once we cover the 900 schools, probably we'll take up the next phase of the further number of schools that we can have. This is not something new. We've done this in the past also under the divine guidance of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. And what is that ultimately that is helping us as an important part of nation building itself? One of the 10 commandments given by Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, sir, was that every citizen should follow the law of the land. And therefore, I think that was a part and be a part of nation building, because Bhagwan never wanted us to achieve our own salvation. He always said, that personal achievement of salvation is selfish. But when you achieve the salvation and try to get the whole world to achieve salvation, that is the spirit of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. So they're part of the nation building project, 900 schools to become self-sufficient, 500,000 children and family members to be benefited, sir, 5,000 plus teachers and the staff to be empowered, 25,000 plus volunteers on a year-long selfless seva. I may add here today that the Satya Sai Seva organization, all the states, and especially my state presidents who are present here today, my vice presidents, my youth leaders of all the states, have offered this as a personal selfless sadhana. We are going to do it out of our own will and empowered by the blessings of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba and the rural and urban youth to develop life skills and participate in a nation-building initiative. This is the dream and the sankalp with which we today hope to launch and ensure that we work very, very hard as instruments of the Divine Master to achieve this so that Bhagwan's divine love reaches the children, the family and the villages where these 900 schools are going to be situated. We've selected all the 900 schools and the program launches immediately after the inauguration today by the hands of our respected guest today morning. I now invite the Honorable Minister, sir, to help us and gratefully help us to inaugurate this program today and dedicate this not only to the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, from where we draw sustenance and power, but especially to the cause of nation building and to our Bharat Mata, as we would say, because villages is where Bhagwan's heart was, and that's where we really want to reach. I now invite the Honorable Minister to help us to inaugurate and lay the function today. Please, sir.
Release the book, sir.
Yeah, there.
I now invite the Honorable Minister to give us words of guidance and wisdom.
Sri Nimish Pandyaji, Sri Chakravarti ji, Sri Dwara ji, Sri Srinivasan ji, Sri Justice A.P. Misra ji, Sri T.K.K. Bhagavat ji, Sri Ratnakar ji, and my ministers from Andhra Pradesh, Sri Dr. Srinivas, Raghunath Reddy from this place and former minister Srimati Geeta Reddy, respected trustees of the Satya Sai Trust and devotees from across the globe, brothers and sisters. I don't know why I have been chosen to do this pious work. I am neither a spiritual man nor a literary giant or even a religious person also. I believe in culture, heritage, service. Today morning when I came here, I had darshan of Sri Satya Sai there in the stadium where more than 40,000 people, they are the Satya Sai's in front of me. Narayana Seva. That is what Swamiji has told all of us. I feel blessed that I have been chosen for this occasion because I had a darshan of all those people and I could see Swami in their face everywhere. Coming alive once again to bless us, he has been there, but again I could see him today. It's a wonderful opportunity for me. Friends, there is a little tension in my mind because tomorrow is the parliament session and today is the all-party meetings called by the speaker and I was supposed to be there as parliamentary affairs minister. I'll be missing that. But at the same time, I didn't feel sorry because Sri Dwaraji told me about the importance of this meeting, this Aradhana Utsavam for which I have committed. So I thought I should forego that and attend this program because that may be, that is Lok Sabha, but this is local Sabha, people Sabha, wherever people are there, we has to be there. So and today also another good thing is that today is the Panchayat Raj Day, village day. The Prime Minister also is in a village. He has asked all the ministers to be in different villages also. I came here and I will be attending the villagers. Grama Seva, Mari Dina Jana, Sevaye Karma Yogam, Chakkani Raja Margam. This is the saying. And serving the villagers and the downtrodden is the true Karma Yoga, path of action, and verily the royal path. This is the saying, this Pancharatna's saying. So I feel blessed. Today I am here at the feet of Swami, in front of all of you, to take part in this function. I am also happy for another reason. Today, the Satya Sai Seva Trust has taken up a massive program for education, Vidya Jyoti. That is the most noble program in the country, what is required. Because even after 68 years of independence, still 40% of the people cannot read and write. That's the problem. It's really a challenge to all of us, that to we politicians. But at the same time, this work cannot be done by government alone. People have to get involved. And I'm happy that the Satya Sai Seva Trust has taken up this noble program to take up this mission of educating the people and then starting this many number of schools, 900. I totally agree with your president, 900 is not a big issue because you have thousands and millions of devotees. If they all take it seriously, the number can multiply. Over the years, we politicians have developed a mindset among the people that everything will be done by the government. Don't worry. Sab kaam sarkar karega, am bekar bate to chalega. That's the mentality we developed. Now we have to change it. People have to be involved. They have to be motivated. As I told you, I am not a religious person. I am a devotee of Satya Sai for his seva. For his seva, seva motivating the people. It's great. I have no parallel in the history of the country or the universe for that matter. Any person motivating this many number of people to do seva, that's a great contribution that this great messenger of God has given to all of us. It was 5 years ago on this day that Satya Sai has left us for heavenly abode after delivering his message. He came here with a message. He delivered that message effectively. And then to the nation, through this nation and also to the devotees of not only in India, in about 130 countries across the globe. This is the place inherited by that great soul who took birth administers with a mission to be accomplished in our motherland. Every time cycle had a messenger taking birth to redeem humanity and raise human consciousness to a new and higher level. Being at this holy land of Sri Satya Sai, I am overwhelmed with the fundamental issues of why at all we are born. What is the purpose of our lives? And what is our destiny? These are the basic philosophical issues being debated since the origin of human beings. This philosophical discourse gets even more intense as the conflict between the material and spiritual dimensions of our daily lives grows with the growing materialism. Human beings are increasingly struggling to come to terms with internal conflicts, internal peace, that is, to come in terms with oneself is more challenging than handling external environment. Finding this internal peace is the real struggle. Several philosophical streams have tried to answer this difficult problem. Whether God has created the man or man has created the God is an issue that we need not go into. Both God and man have the specific roles in their ever-unfolding order of things. God symbolizes everything that is supreme and the mortal than ordinary. When I refer to supremacy, it is in all respects, including knowledge, understanding, thought process, ability, etc. It is through knowledge, understanding, ability to reason and think that we are expected to find out the only and the ultimate truth and reach the highest level of consciousness. Friends, the supreme consciousness is what attribute to the God and the divine. It is because supreme consciousness is the highest form of evolution. To merge oneself with the supreme order of consciousness is the highest form of realization. And this is what is said over the ages of attaining moksha, which means uniting with God. Liberation from cycle of birth and death is the ultimate goal of human beings. But it is not easy. To achieve that stage, several paths have been suggested depending upon the stage of evolution of each of us. Yoga means union. To the question of how to unite with the Supreme, several means have been suggested in our epics and mythologies. Those include Jnana Yoga, path of knowledge, Dhyana Yoga, path of meditation, Karma Yoga, path of selfless acts, Bhakti Yogam through devotion. All these paths, depending on our own state of mind, helps in getting detached from the ordinary ways of living or consciousness and reach a higher order. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna spoke at length these very ways of ultimately reaching Him. He represents the Supreme Consciousness. Sri Satya Sai Baba was a spiritual messenger according to me. We had the good fortune of seeing Him and listening Him. None of us have seen God, but we were able to see Him because we are all fortunate to be born in this age. He said He had not come to teach anything new. Please underline. He said He has not come to teach anything new or to create any new order or religion. His mission was to promote the essential order of unity of all human beings and all religions. That's the powerful message He has given to the world. That's why He urged His followers to remain in the religion of their own birth and at the same time appreciate the unity of all humans and religious orders, because conversion changes the social order and causes disharmony. Conviction of their own religion always help for the social harmony. At the same time, appreciate unity of all humans and religious orders. For him, there is only one God. That God is present everywhere. This is what Saiji has said. We only look at the God differently. Baba said, there is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one language, the language of the heart. There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one law, the law of duty. There is only one God. He is omnipresent, present everywhere. This is the message that Baba has given to all of us. This was a very profound statement of Baba, underlining His universal philosophy of unity of all. We need to walk on the path of truth, satya, right conduct, dharma, peace, shanti, non-violence, ahimsa, and love, prema. That's the need of the hour. In my view, Sri Satya Sai Baba has shown us one more way of elevating ourselves to a higher order of consciousness in our quest to attain moksha, and that is seva yogam. the path of service to others who are in need of our help. Our ancestors have said, Manava Seva, Madhava Sega. ఆది కాలం నుంచి వేదకాలం నుంచి పుణ్యకాలం నుంచి పురాణ కాలం నుంచి మన పూర్వీకులు అనుభవించి రంగరించి మేళవించి మనకు అందించిన వారసత్వం అయితే ఉందో ఆ వారసత్వాన్ని మనం కాపాడుకోవాల్సిన అవసరం ఎంతో కూడా ఉంది. ఆ యొక్క పెద్దలు చూపించినట్టు మార్గంలో మన అందరం కూడా నడవాల్సి ఉంది. చీమకు చక్కెర పెట్టి, పాముకు పాలు పోసి, చెట్టుకు బొట్టు పెట్టి, పశువుకు దండం పెట్టేట పవిత్రమైన జాతిలో పుట్టిన మనందరం కూడా ఆ ధర్మాన్ని ఆ ప్రమాణాన్ని మనం గుర్తుపెట్టుకోవడానికి అవసరం ఎంతో కూడా ఉంది. మతము వ్యక్తిగతమైనది, అది పూజా విధానము, కానీ ధర్మము ఒక జీవన పద్ధతి. ఆ ధర్మం పట్ల, జీవన పద్ధతి పట్ల, సంస్కృతి పట్ల మనందరం గర్వించాల్సిన అవసరం ఎంతో ఉంది. భారతీయుడై పుట్టినందుకు హిందూ అనే శబ్దము కొంతమంది సంకుచితంగా ఉపయోగిస్తూ ఉంటారు. హిందూ అనే శబ్దము ఒక మతానికి సంబంధించింది కాదు, ఒక కులానికి సంబంధించింది కాదు, ఈ దేశం యొక్క జీవన పద్ధతికి సంబంధించింది. అది మన పూర్వీకులు అనేక సంవత్సరాల ఇందాక నేను చెప్పినట్టుగా అనుభవించి రంగరించి మేళవించి మనకు అందించిన వారసత్వము ఆ జీవన విధానం. అందువల్ల మనందరం కూడా భారతీయుడే పుట్టినందుకు గర్వించాల్సిన అవసరం ఉంది. ఆ భారతీయ సాంప్రదాయాలను విలువలను కాపాడాల్సి ఉంది. ఆ మార్గంలో మనం నడవాల్సి ఉంది. అదే మనకి బాబా చూపించినట్టు మార్గం. ఇవాళ ప్రపంచం అంతా భారతదేశం వైపు చూస్తూ ఉంది, ప్రపంచం సత్యసాయి వైపు చూసింది. ఎందుకు? ఎందుకంటే అలాంటి ఉత్తమమైన సంస్కారాన్ని, ఉత్తమమైన లక్షణాలను, ఉత్తమమైన గుణాలను ఆయన ప్రబోధించాడు కాబట్టి, మనకందరికి అందించాడు కాబట్టి, దానిలో స్ఫూర్తిని పొందిన అందరూ కూడా తృప్తి చెందారు కాబట్టి. అన్నిటికన్నా ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ థింగ్ హీ హాస్ గివెన్ టు ద హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ ఈజ్ ద సొలేస్ ద సంతృప్తి. వ్యక్తికి కష్టాల్లో ఉన్నప్పుడు, నష్టాల్లో ఉన్నప్పుడు, బాధల్లో ఉన్నప్పుడు, ఇబ్బందుల్లో ఉన్నప్పుడు, సవాళ్లు ఎదురైనప్పుడు, ఏమి చోసినప్పుడు భగవంతుడిని ప్రార్థిస్తుంటాడు. భగవంతుడు మనకు కనపడ్డ కాబట్టి భక్తి మార్గంలో మనం ముందుకు వెళ్లి ఆ భగవంతుడిని ప్రార్థిస్తూ ఉంటాం. కానీ స్వామి చెప్పాడు, నువ్వు సేవ చేయి, సేవ ద్వారా భగవద్ దర్శనం అవుతుంది, నీకు మోక్షం కూడా ప్రాప్తిస్తుందని చెప్పని సత్యసాయి మనకు ప్రబోధించాడు. దాన్ని మనందరం కూడా ఆచరించాల్సిన అవసరం ఎంతో కూడా ఉంది. మన జీవన ఒక మార్గం కావాల్సిన అవసరం ఎంతో ఉంది. ది Swamiji said what is the path of seva? He has shown the way. Water care, educare and health care. Water care, educare and health care. Three important facets of our life. Being rendered by Satya Sai Central Trust founded by Baba himself in 1972. He has shown the path. We are all worried about water. He has thought about it long back. And he has shown the path also. He has channelized the energies of the people towards that noble cause. Because water, you cannot live without water. You cannot have a life without water. You can have a life without wife. My wife is not here, so I can say it safely. But you cannot have life without water. So water is essential. Keeping that in mind, he has taken up that noble cause of reaching water to those people. And then second is education gives you enlightenment, makes you fit to live as a ideal citizen. And thirdly, health care, you know, arogyame mahabhagyam ani mana peddavallu chepparu. Sampada unte arogyam raadu, kani arogyam unte sampada tappanisariga vastundi. If you have health, you can earn wealth. If you have wealth, you cannot earn health. That's the reality of the life. So keeping that in mind, he has also taken care of health care services being rendered by Satya Sai Central Trust. I was fortunate to be there in one of the inaugurations of the hospital, and Atal Bihari Vajpayee was the Prime Minister. I was fortunate, and this service that is being offered, the heart operations and the health care that is offered, is something unique, because people are getting rebirth and then they are all feeling very happy and they are all adoring Baba. For them, Baba is the God for them. Because he's giving them rebirth, taking care of the concerns of the people. That's how human beings see him. For him, education is a means of transformation of human beings. I would like to quote what he has said as early as in September 1963, while speaking at the Maharani's Women's College, Mysore. I quote, "Education is not for mere living. It is for life, a fuller life, a more meaningful life. There is no harm if it is also for a gainful employment. But educated man must be aware that existence is not at all, that gainful employment is not all, and again, education is not for developing the faculty of argument, criticism, or winning a polemic victory over opponents, or exhibiting your mastery over language or logic. The study is the best which teaches you to conquer the cycle of birth and death that will not be disturbed by the blessings of blows of fate. That study begins where the study of your ends. This is what Swamiji has said. This is the philosophy of education that guides Sri Satya Sai education in human values. Baba wanted education to be caring and nurturing and suggested education to be educare. This is the need of the hour. Hundreds of villages benefiting from the water scheme of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Lakhs of children getting transformative education free of cost. And thousands of the poor benefiting from the free healthcare of a network of high quality hospitals being run by the trust drive home the message of service to the needy. Antyodaya, serving the poorest of the poor, the suppressed, the depressed, the oppressed people. Taking care of the last man in the queue. That is what has been told to us by our forefathers. This is what path the Swamiji has shown to us. To serve the needy, we need to give up some of what we have. This principle of giving up needs to be promoted in a big way so that the needy could be helped to meet their basic needs. Swamiji has channelized that, motivated the people. Otherwise, how could he create all this? He did not create money. He channelized money from you, from us, from ordinary people. He motivated, he inspired. He inspired for some people who do not think that he is a god or incarnation of God. They are seeing him as a person who is motivated, channelizing people to do great things in the life. That's how others also, even critics also, respect Sri Satya Sai Baba. So that way you can see the path which he has shown to all of us. Today also the need for giving up. In line with this principle, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given a call to the well-to-do sections to give up the subsidized LPG connections so that the poor can be helped with this LPG connection. So for our 1.3 crore people, surrendered gas connection. There is that spirit in the human beings. Someone has to motivate. Someone has to light. 1.3 crore people voluntarily giving up LPG connections in the present stage of everything, you know, people want everything. In that giving up something, you need motivation. We should not live for ourselves. Noble living is the thinking about lives of others and helping in whatever little way possible. That was the message of Baba. I only repeat that this message has to be understood by one and all, not only by devotees, but also by people in other means of life, in the entire universe, and particularly in India. I am delighted to be here on this occasion of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust adopting and launching of Vidya Jyoti program, 900 schools in rural areas. Baba may not be with us today physically, but he's always with us and he'll be always with you. You do service, you can have darshan of Baba early in the morning. Service, through service, you can reach God. See friends, the compassion always echoing in our minds, inspiring towards service to others. Trust activities are a glowing reminders of Baba's message to all of us. I compliment the trust and the trustees and millions of followers of Baba for keeping the flag of message and the mission of Baba flying high as a reminder of our commitment to our fellow human beings who are in the need of our love, compassion and concrete actions. I would like to compliment all these great souls of this great land who are devoting their time even after retirement. They are only retired, but they are not tired. They want to serve the humanity. They have chosen this Satya Sai Trust as a form of service. I salute them at this age also, people from different walks of life who have attained a special status in the society. Normally people think after retirement they have to relax. They have to relax. But these people, they want to make all of us relax through these service activities. That's why I said I salute them. And I also salute the devotees of Baba across the globe for the service they're all doing or for their willingness to come forward and join this service activity. The only way we can pay homage or give our respect to Baba is carry the message of his life. Love, affection, concern for the poor, taking care of the needy, and then living as an ideal human being. That is the greatest thing one can do. You live as an ideal human being, the entire universe will be good. Because we are seeing the hatred, we are seeing the violence, we are seeing the obscenity, we are seeing the vulgarity, we are seeing the other forms of extreme, this thing in certain form or other. And this electronic media, cinema to some extent, is sometimes, you know, also added to that. In that, the one way is spirituality. Spirituality. Reminding people about their dharma. Reminding people what is the meaning of the real life. And that's being greatly done here in this Puttaparthi. And though it is born in Puttaparthi, Puttuka Puttaparthilo vachina, prapanchamanta kuda ivala vyapinchi, prapanchamlo tekka, aneka mandi, Sri Satya Sai, jivanamlo spurtini pondi, vari adhyatmika bhavanalo aikyamai, ivala prajanaku seva cheyadaniki munduku raavadam chala santosham. Naku ee yokka karyakramamlo palgonnanduku chala santoshanga undi. Dantho pattu undaka nenu cheppinattuga education system lo marpulu teavadam. Values, standards in life, they are the need of the hour. And then this, with whatever institutions Swamiji has started, I had an occasion to go to Anantapur, that Mahila, very long back. The standard, the atmosphere, the pious atmosphere, the discipline. Even today morning also I saw, and thousands of people are there. We politicians, we deal with thousands and lakhs, but there will be a lot of problem. People are normally disciplined, but volunteers, our volunteers, political volunteers, sometimes they want to show off, but they should all see the seva mentality of the volunteers. Quietly, quietly, decently, dignified manner, in a disciplined manner. You may be a judge, you may be an officer, you may be a tahsildar, you may be a collector, but you are a volunteer here. That is the spirit Swamiji has given to all these people across the globe. Whenever there is some activity, I see these volunteers also doing that great job. That is the need of our, we should really, our people also should emulate this. I have some RSS background, so I am more concerned about order and also discipline and also some sort of selfless service. That's why when my daughter started that Swarna Bharat, I also go, I am a minister, I am a little busy also because I am dealing with 3 portfolios. Urban development, housing, and also the poverty alleviation and parliament affairs. You know, parliament affairs is a little tricky because parliament nowadays, of course, is functioning. In parliament, normally, either you talk out or walk out, but no breakout. Otherwise, it will be all out for a democracy. But in spite of that, I'm telling you, I'll just conclude by saying this. In spite of that, every month, I religiously come to my native place, go to the trust, do some service along with others. I get immense satisfaction. I get rejuvenated. I get more oxygen to go and face the challenges there. Now I extended to Vijayawada also. Next year we are extending to Hyderabad also. Service. Service gives immense pleasure. So I request all of you to the way we have to rededicate to Satya Sai is rededicating ourselves to the cause of humanity. Rededicating ourselves to the Indian values. Rededicating ourselves to the culture and heritage which our forefathers has given to us. I am thankful to all of you once again for the trust, for giving me this opportunity. I am thankful to Sri Dwara and also Sri Ratnakar for insisting that I should make it to this program. Aparavgar and all, they visited me and told me also. I am really glad. Just now the Prime Minister has called me, asked me also because there's some other issues. I told him I'm here. He said, then don't worry. Go ahead. Be there in that program only. This is what Prime Minister has told me. So, friends, once again, I salute the memory of Sri Satya Sai Baba. And also I salute the devotees who are doing a great service to the cause of the nation. Thank you. Namaskar. Jai Hind. Nandri. Vanakkam.
Thank you very much, sir. It was very enlightening and it's established the fact that you are the true devotee of the message of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, and I think that is established. We have a very short clipping of the Satya Sai Vidya Jyoti, the first school in the far-off hills of Solan in Himachal Pradesh, a very short film which we dedicated the Divine Lotus Feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. భగవాన్ శ్రీ 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 సత్యసాయి బాబా వారి దివ్య సందేశవాణికి ప్రతిస్పందనగా విద్యార్థిని విద్యార్థులను చైతన్యపరిచి పాఠశాలలకు సాధికారతను అందించి తద్వారా దేశ నిర్మాణానికి తోడ్పాటునందించేందుకై భారతదేశ వ్యాప్తంగా శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థలు సవినయంగా చేపట్టిన సేవా కార్యక్రమమే శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యాజ్యోతి.
సత్యసాయి దివ్య ప్రేమ, సేవా స్ఫూర్తి విశ్వవ్యాప్తమైనదని మనకందరికీ అనుభవపూర్వకముగా తెలుసు. ఆ సేవా చైతన్యం ఏ విధంగా సేవా బృహత్కార్యములను చేయిస్తున్నదో ఇప్పుడు చూద్దాం. అది హిమాచల్ ప్రదేశ్ రాష్ట్రంలోని సోలాన్ జిల్లా. సోలాన్ జిల్లాలోని బసల్ అనే గ్రామం. ఆ గ్రామంలోని గవర్నమెంట్ మిడిల్ స్కూల్ నందు విద్యాజ్యోతి కార్యక్రమం వెలుగులు నింపింది. ఆ కార్యక్రమం ద్వారా ఉత్తేజితులైన ఆ పాఠశాల విద్యార్థినులు ఒక లఘు నాటిక ద్వారా వారి పాఠశాలకు జరిగిన మేలును వివరిస్తున్నారు. ఒక్కసారి ఆ దృశ్యం చూద్దాం.
అరే తుమే పతా నహీ హై జో పిచ్లి బార్ శ్రీ సాయన్స్ మే జీతే ఆయ భయ్యా లోగ్ థే ఉన్హోనే హమారే స్కూల్ కే లియే క్యా క్యా కియా థా.
అరే హాన్ యాద్ ఆయా ఉన్హోనే హమే ఖానే కే లియే ఫల్ మిఠాయియాన్ దలియా ఔర్ యహాన్ హోలీ ఖేల్నే కే లియే రంగ్ ఔర్ పిచకారీ భీ తో దీ థీ.
హాన్ ఉన్ హోలీ కో ఖేల్తే భీ హమే బహుత్ హీ మజా ఆయా థా. అరే గీతాంజలి అరే దేఖో జరా మే యే క్యా దేఖ్ రహీ హూ అబ్ యే తో ఝూలే హమారే లగ్ చుకే హై.
అరే హాన్ అబ్ తో హమ్ ఇస్మే ఝూల్ భీ సక్తే హై.
హాన్ బిల్కుల్ అబ్ హమ్ ఇస్మే అచ్చే సే ఝూల్ సక్తే హై.
అరే వో దేఖో పీచే జో దీవార్ గిరీ థీ వో భీ అబ్ ఠీక్ హో గయీ హై.
హాన్ యే సబ్ దీవార్ తో ఉన్ భయ్యా లోగో నే జల్దీ హీ ఠీక్ కర్ లీ. అరే గీతాంజలి హమే పతా హై ఆజ్ భీ ఆయా ఆయే హై తో యే ఆజ్ హమారే లియే కుచ్ నయా లాయే హోగే. అరే హాన్ హమారే లియే నయే షూజ్ లాయే హై.
అరే బాప్ ఫిర్ తో బహుత్ మజా ఆయేగా.
హాన్ బిల్కుల్ బహుత్ హీ మజా ఆనే వాలా హై.
జబ్ మే ఘర్ సే స్కూల్ ఆ రహీ థీ తో మైనే దేఖా హమారే గేట్ కే బాహర్ ఏక్ బోర్డ్ భీ లగ చుకా హై జిస్మే హమారే స్కూల్ కా నామ్ లిఖా హై.
హాన్ బిల్కుల్. అరే దేఖో వహాన్ పర్ దేఖో జరా ప్రైమరీ కా గేట్ ఏక్ టూటా హువా థా జబ్ వహాన్ సే పశు రోజ్ ఆతే థే ఔర్ హమారే యహాన్ పర్ క్యారీ మే లగే ఫూల్ పౌధే కో ఖా జాతే థే.
అబ్ తో పశు భీ హమారే ఫూల్ పౌధే నహీ ఖాయేంగే.
హాన్ అబ్ తో హమారే ఫూల్ పౌధే బడే హో జాయేంగే.
అరే హాన్ ఔర్ ఇన్ ఇస్ సమయ్ తో సబ్సే జ్యాదా మెహర్బానీ హమారే అతిథి హమారే శ్రీ సాయి సమితి సే అతిథిగణ ఔర్ అధ్యాపక జీ కీ హై.
హాన్ ఔర్ సబ్సే జ్యాదా కృపా తో ఇస్మే శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబా కీ హై.
చూసారా ఆ చిన్నారుల ఉరకలు వేసే ఉత్సాహం? ఇప్పుడు ఆ పాఠశాల ప్రధాన ఉపాధ్యాయురాలు స్వామికి, సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థలకు తమ కృతజ్ఞతలను ఏ విధంగా తెలిపారో వీక్షిద్దాం.
जो हमारी दीवार टूटी पड़ी थी जहाँ से बच्चों का गिरने का खतरा बना रहता था वो लगवाया, पेंट करवाए, शीशे लगवाए और झूले टूटे पड़े थे जिससे कि बच्चे बहुत अपना आनंद लेते हैं वो भी इन्होंने ठीक करवाए और बहुत प्रांगण को कितना साफ सुथरा किया, क्यारियां बनवाई, गेट लगवा दिया, तो बहुत बढ़कर इन्होंने काम किया है और आगे भी मैं बहुत कह रहे कि करते रहेंगे तो बहुत अच्छी बात है कि हमारा ये काम जो है स्कूल का होता रहेगा और मैं अपने आप को, अपने बच्चों को, स्कूल के अध्यापकों को बहुत भाग्यशाली समझती हूँ कि श्री सत्य साई जी की कृपा से जो हमारे ऊपर ये बनी है वो आगे भी बनती रहे. टोल की पहाड़ियां इससे भी ऊंची हाइट पर है. कहा जाते हैं कि वहां पे जब पांडवों का अज्ञातवास हुआ था तो वहां सुरंग बनाई गई थी जो उन्होंने अज्ञातवास के समय बनाई. यहां पहाड़ियों के आगोश में ये स्कूल जो है विद्यमान है दोनों और बच्चे तो भाग्यशाली हैं ही और आगे से साईं बाबा की कृपा बनी रही तो और भी हम लोगों को हो गया और अब आगे से भी इनका आशीर्वाद जो है बच्चों पर रहे, इनको सद्बुद्धि मिले, बहुत लायक बच्चे निकले और आगे बढ़ चढ़ कर ये बच्चे जो है देश का नाम रोशन करें.
శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యాజ్యోతి కార్యక్రమం దేశవ్యాప్తంగా మారుమూల ప్రాంతాలలోని ఇలాంటి ఎన్నో పాఠశాలలకు సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థల ద్వారా సేవలను అందించబోతోంది. స్వామి, ఈ సేవాయజ్ఞంలో మా అందరినీ భాగస్థులను చేస్తున్నందుకు సదా వేవేల కృతజ్ఞతలు. జై సాయిరాం.
We are extremely grateful to some dignitaries who are present here with us, and I must mention Dr. Reddy, Minister for IT Andhra Pradesh, and Mr. Dr. Srinivas, who is here, Minister of Health Andhra Pradesh. We welcome you, sir, in the midst of divine blessings of Bhagwan Shri Satsai Baba. I now have the privilege and honor, and with most great humility and love,
we request for and pray to Bhagavan for the divine discourse before we conclude today. Jai Sai Ram.
భారతీయులు ప్రాచీన కాలం నుండి కూడాను త్యాగమునకే పట్టం కడుతూ వచ్చారు.
The ancients have revered the sacrifice.
ధర్మమునే అందరం ఎక్కించారు.
It's only righteousness that's considered greatest.
న్యాయమునకు కంకణం కట్టారు.
They're determined to establish justice.
సత్యాన్ని స్వాగతం చేశారు.
It's the truth that's made important.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ప్రాచీన సంబంధమైనటువంటి యొక్క సంస్కృతిని ఈనాటి ఆధునిక యుగం వారు
The ancient culture is forgotten by the modern society.
కేవలము తన భౌతికమైనటువంటి జీవితమే ప్రధానమని ప్రమాణమని విశ్వసించి అనేక విధములైనటువంటి ఈ ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి జీవితానికి లౌకికమైన జీవితానికి తాను అంకితమైపోతున్నాడు.
He goes by this temporary ephemeral world. He takes it as a real and the standard, forgetting his own nature.
ఈనాటి ప్రపంచము ఈనాటి మానవులు ఏనాడు కూడా కని విరుగనటువంటి ఎరుగనటువంటి యొక్క దురవస్థలకు గురి అయిపోయి దుర్భావములకు కారణమై దుశ్చర్యలో ప్రవేశిస్తున్నారు.
టుడే ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ యు ఫైండ్ ద పీపుల్ ఎంటర్టైనింగ్ ద వికెడ్ ఐడియాస్ ఇండల్జింగ్ ద వికెడ్ యాక్షన్స్ నాట్ హర్డ్ బిఫోర్.
ప్రతి మానవుడి ఎందుకు కూడాను అర్థదృష్టి అధికార దృష్టి ఈ రెండు కూడాను ఏనాడు కూడాను ఎరుగనటువంటి రీతిగా మితిమీరిపోతున్నది.
మ్యాన్ టుడే ఇస్ ఆఫ్టర్ వెల్త్ అండ్ పొజిషన్.
అయితే అర్థము ఉండాలి.
హౌఎవర్ మనీ ఇస్ నీడెడ్.
ధనము లేకపోతే క్షణమైన ఈ యొక్క భౌతిక జీవితమును గడపలేము.
విదౌట్ మనీ యు కెనాట్ లివ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్.
అయితే ఇది కూడాను మితిమీరి పోరాదు.
హౌఎవర్ ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఇన్ ఎక్సెస్.
ప్రపంచమును సస్యశ్యామలం గావించేటువంటి యొక్క సముద్రం కూడాను తన హద్దులను మీరినప్పుడు చాలా ప్రమాదం సంభవిస్తుంది.
ద సీ దట్ ఇస్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ద గ్రీనరీ విల్ ఆల్సో అబైడ్ బై ఇట్స్ ఓన్ లిమిట్స్.
దేహమును కాపాడేటువంటి అన్నమైన కూడాను మితముగా భుజించినప్పుడే ఇతనికి ఆనందాన్ని ఆరోగ్యాన్ని అందిస్తుంది.
ఇఫ్ యూ పార్టేక్ ఫుడ్ ఇన్ ఎ లిమిటెడ్ సెన్స్ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ ద స్ట్రెంగ్.
అమితంగా భుజించినప్పుడు ఇది కేవలము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి విషముగా మారిపోతుంది.
బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఈట్ ఇన్ ఎక్సెస్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ పాయిజన్.
అన్నమే తృప్తిని అందిస్తుంది, అన్నమే ఆలాహలంగా మారిపోతుండాలి.
ద వెరీ సేమ్ ఫుడ్ గివ్స్ యూ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ ఆర్ ఇట్ మే టర్న్.
తద్వారా అనేక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క రోగములకు గురి అవుతున్నాడు మానవుడు.
దేర్ఫోర్ మ్యాన్ ఫాల్స్ సిక్.
కనుక అన్నము అవసరమే, కానీ మితమైనటువంటి ఆహారము తన మతిని కాపాడుతుంది.
Food is needed. However, it should be limited.
అదేవిధంగా ధనము అనేటువంటి ఒక ఆశ కూడాను ఒక పరిమితంలో ఉంటుండాలి.
Similarly, in respect of wealth, there should be a limit.
ఇది పరిమితము మీరినప్పుడు ప్రమాదం సంభవిస్తుంది.
If it is limitless, you'll face a danger.
గౌరవ మర్యాదలు కూడాను కోల్పోవు చేస్తుంది.
You'll lose all your courtesy in respect.
అయితే మానవులకు ఈ ధనముల వల్ల మదమెక్కి తద్వారా మంచి చెడ్డలు అనేటువంటి యొక్క విచక్షణ జ్ఞానం కోల్పోయి
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్ హీ బికమ్స్ ఆరోగెంట్ అండ్ లూజెస్ ది సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ డిస్క్రిషన్ బిట్వీన్ గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్.
అపర దుర్యోధనుడిగా మారుతున్నాడే కానీ అపర కర్ణుడిగా మారటం లేదు.
హీ బికమ్స్ ద ప్రోటోటైప్ ఆఫ్ దుర్యోధన నాట్ కర్ణ.
సంపద పెరిగినప్పుడు దానికి తగినటువంటి త్యాగం కూడా పెరగాలి.
వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ మోర్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్ you should have more
ఐశ్వర్యం పెరిగినప్పుడు ఔదార్యం కూడా పెరగాలి.
When the wealth is more and more, you should also have that broad-mindedness.
కానీ ఈనాడు ఐశ్వర్యం పెరుగుతున్నది కానీ ఔదార్యం పెరగటం లేదు.
Today the wealth is increasing but not the spirit of sacrifice.
సౌఖ్యం అనుభవింప చాలని నరునకు ఎంత ధనము ఉన్న ఏమి ఫలము.
The one who cannot be happy, what is the use if he has all the wealth?
Neeru gatuku kukkaku yerenta parina.
Though there is continuous flow of water, it is the dog that
licks water.
A greedy person will never be satisfied.
Ee vidhamugane ee naati manavulaku dharam adhikamai kolladi lobhattam kuda adhikam avutu vastundi.
Today mankind, as they have more and more of money, they are more miserly.
ఈ లోభత్వము చేతనే మానవుడు తన యొక్క స్వస్వరూపమైనటువంటి యొక్క తత్వాన్ని విస్మరిస్తున్నాడు.
Because of excess of greedy temperament, he has forgotten his original nature.
కేవలము ధర్మమైనటువంటి మార్గంలో ఆదరణ చేసినప్పుడు సంపాదించినటువంటి ధనమే మనకు సుఖమును అందించలేనప్పుడు అధర్మముతో సంపాదించినటువంటి ధనము మనకు సుఖమును ఏ రీతిగా అందిస్తుంది?
When the money earned by righteous way, if it cannot give you happiness, how do you expect to be happy? The money earned by wrongful ways.
కనుక ధనం అనేటువంటిది ఏమాత్రం కూడా మనకు అధికంగా ఉన్నప్పుడు సుఖశాంతులను మనకు అందించలేదు.
Excess of money will never confer peace and happiness.
ఒకవేళ అధికముగా ఉన్నప్పుడు పరోపకార సంబంధమైనటువంటి కర్మల్లో ప్రవేశించి తద్వారా దీనిని త్యాగము గావించు, అది నీకు యోగము అందిస్తుంది.
When you have more money at the beginning itself, involve yourself in service activities.
ఇంకా రెండవది అధికార తృష్ణ.
The second, authority, love for authority.
పల్లె మొదలుకొని పట్టణం వరకు కూడా ప్రతి వ్యక్తి కూడా అధికారి కావాలని ఆశిస్తున్నాడు.
Right from the village to the town, everyone wants power.
అధికారానికి కొన్ని పరిమితులు ఉంటున్నాయి.
Even man of power has
కొన్ని నియమములు ఉంటున్నాయి.
Has got certain values.
విద్యా బలము, బుద్ధి బలము, కీర్తి బలము, శీల బలము, ఔదార్య బలము, ఈ ఐదు బలములు ఉండినటువంటి వాడే అధికారి గురించి అర్హుడు.
Who is the one who deserves this power or authority? The one, the strength of education, the strength of intellect, the strength of reputation, and the strength of character, and come and sacrifice.
కనుకనే ఈనాడు అధికారం అంటే ఏమిటి అనేటువంటి అర్థం తెలియకుండా ప్రవర్తిస్తున్నారు మానవుడు.
Man is conducting himself without knowing the meaning of position.
కేవలం పల్లె పంచాయతీ మొదలుకొని రాజ్యాధిపతిగా కూడా నువ్వు చేయాలనేటువంటి ఆశను పొందుతున్నాడు మానవుడు.
మ్యాన్ వాంట్స్ టు బి ద లీడర్ ద పంచాయత్ లెవెల్ అండ్ హీ వాంట్స్ ఆక్యుపై ద టాప్ మోస్ట్ పొజిషన్.
ఈ నిమిత్తమై తాను చేయరానటువంటి కార్యం చేస్తున్నాడు.
ఫర్ పొజిషన్ హీ డస్ ఆల్ సచ్ థింగ్స్ నాట్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్.
నడవరానటువంటి యొక్క మార్గాన్ని నడుస్తున్నాడు.
హీ ఈస్ ట్రెడింగ్ ఆన్ ద పాత్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ ప్రాపర్.
నీతి నిజాయితీలను కోల్పోతున్నాడు.
He has lost all the morality.
సోదరుల వల్లే జీవించుతున్నటువంటి పల్లె ప్రజల యొక్క దీనిని కూడా చీల్చి అనేక రకములుగా కూడా దుర్మార్గానికి గురి చేస్తున్నారు.
He also entertains conflicts among the villagers and indulges in
అనాచారమును, హత్యను కూడా గాలింపజేస్తున్నారు.
He is also doing all sorts of things which are against.
అన్నదమ్ముల యొక్క ప్రేమను కూడా కాల్చివేస్తున్నారు.
They are also burning the love among the brothers.
ఈ అధికార నిమిత్తమై ఇన్ని రకములైనటువంటి చెడు మార్గములో ప్రవేశించి మానవత్వాన్ని మర్చిపోతున్నాడు.
Because of a thirst for power, he indulges in all such wicked actions.
ఇది చాలా ప్రమాదమైనటువంటిది.
It's highly dangerous.
అధికారం అందవలసినటువంటి వారికి అదే తనను వరించి వస్తుంది.
If you are bound to get it, the power will be after you.
అయితే మానవుని ప్రయత్నము తగినటువంటి యొక్క అవధరణ చేత తాను ప్రయత్నించాలి.
However, he has to make effort under certain limits.
నశ్రేయో నియమం వినా, పరిమితమే లేకపోతే ఇది శ్రేయస్సే కాదు.
When there are no limits, it cannot be a progress.
కనుక మనము ఒక పరిమితములో మనం జీవించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
We should live under certain limitations.
ఈ రెండు కూడా ఈనాడు మితిమీరిపోయినటువంటివి.
These two factors are more and more today.
ఏ అవతారం నందు కాని ఏ యుగం నందు కాని ఈ రెండు యొక్క ఆశలు కూడా ఇంత మితిమీరిపోలేదు.
In no age, in no times of any avatar, these two have been so rampant as now.
తద్వారానే దేశమనేటువంటిది కూడాను చాలా అశాంతులకు, అభద్రతకు గురి అవుతుండాలి.
For that reason, the country is full of insecurity and restlessness.
మీరు సత్యధర్మాన్ని రక్షించండి, ఆ సత్యధర్మంలే జగత్తును రక్షిస్తాయి.
Protect the truth and righteousness, they will protect the world in turn.
ఒకానొక సమయం లోపల,
at one time,
20 సంవత్సరాల పూర్వము,
20 years back,
మున్షి తాను ఒక పెద్ద సభను ఏర్పాటు చేశాడు.
మున్షి అరేంజ్డ్ ఏ వెరీ బిగ్ కాన్ఫరెన్స్.
అక్కడ ఇంటెలెక్చువల్స్ అన్నీ, చాలా తెలివితేటలు గలవారని అందరినీ చేర్చాడు.
ఆల్ ఇంటెలెక్చువల్స్ గ్యాదర్డ్ దేర్.
ఈనాడు తెలివితేటలు గలవారికే అనేక అనుమానాలు కూడా.
ఓన్లీ ఇంటెలెక్చువల్స్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డౌట్.
తెలివితేటలు అని అనుకునేటువంటి వాళ్ళకి తెలివే ఉండదు.
The one who thinks that he has intellect, he has no intellect at all.
ఇది కేవలం అహంకారం యొక్క ప్రభావమే.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఈగో.
కానీ అందరూ చేరారు.
all assembled.
ఇంకా ఈ తెలివితేటలు కలిగినటువంటి వారు చేరినప్పుడు ఎట్లా ఉంటుందో ఆ సమావేశం మీకు తెలుసు.
యూ కెన్ ఇమాజిన్ వెన్ ఆల్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్ అసెంబ్లీ,
చాలా తల ఎత్తి విర్రవీరుతూ కూర్చున్నారు.
దే ఆల్ హైలీ గోయిస్టిక్.
మేము దీన్ని చదివాం, దాన్ని చదివాం, ఇన్ని రకమైనటువంటి యొక్క దీన్ని అంతా ప్లాన్లు వేశామని అనేక రకములుగా వర్ణిస్తూ కూర్చున్నారు.
దే వెంట్ ఆన్ స్పీకింగ్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ప్లాన్స్ అండ్ దేర్ స్టడీ.
నేను ఆ సభకు ప్రధానమైనటువంటి యొక్క అధిపతిని.
భగవాన్ వాజ్ ది చీఫ్ గెస్ట్ ఫర్ దట్ అసెంబ్లీ.
నా ప్రక్కలో మున్షి కూర్చున్నాడు.
మున్షి సాట్ వెరీ క్లోజ్ టు భగవాన్.
ఈనాటి ఆధునిక లోపల తెలివితేటలు కలిగినటువంటి వారికి ఆధ్యాత్మికమైనటువంటి దానిపైన, ధార్మికమైనటువంటి దానిపైన చాలా అనుమానాలు ఉంటున్నాయి, వాటిని తాము తప్పక తీర్చాలి అన్నారు.
మున్షి సెడ్, భగవాన్ క్లారిఫై దిస్ డౌట్ అమంగ్ ద మోడర్న్ ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ పీపుల్, దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ ఆర్ ధర్మ.
వేశారు, దానికి చక్కని జవాబు సూటిగా హృదయానికి నాటుకునేటట్టుగా చెప్పారు.
భగవాన్ గేవ్ డైరెక్ట్ రిప్లై దట్ వుడ్ గెట్ ఇన్ టు ద హార్ట్.
తదుపరి ఒక మహా గొప్ప తెలివితేటల వాడినటువంటి వాడు లేచాడు.
లేదా హైలీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ వన్ గాట్ అప్.
రష్యా గొప్ప ట్యాంకులు, బాంబ్స్ ఎక్కువ తయారు చేస్తుంది.
రష్యా మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చర్డ్ ట్యాంక్స్ అండ్ బాంబ్స్.
ఇంకా అమెరికా చూస్తామంటుంటే వారి శక్తి సామర్థ్యం ఏమాత్రం కూడా ఎవరు కూడా గురి కావడానికి వీలు కాదు, సమత్వం కావడానికి వీలు కాదు.
నో వన్ కుడ్ ఎవర్ ఈక్వల్ అమెరికన్స్.
ఇది కుబేర రాజ్యంగా ప్రకాశిస్తుంటుండాలి.
అమెరికా ఈజ్ ద ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ కుబేరా అఫ్లూయన్స్.
కానీ భారతీయులు ఈ అస్త్రములు కానీ ఈ శస్త్రములు కానీ ఏమాత్రం కూడా వీరు ప్రయత్నం చేయటం లేదు.
బట్ భారతీయస్ డోంట్ ఎక్వైర్ ఎనీ వెపనరీ వాట్స్ ఎవర్.
మన భారతదేశం కంటే ఏమి కావాలి?
వాట్ ఈస్ ద భారత్ నీడ్?
ఈ సందేహాన్ని తీర్చాలి అన్నారు.
ప్లీజ్ క్లారిఫై.
మన భారతీయులు కూడా ఒక అస్త్రాన్ని, ఈ బాంబ్స్ అంతా తయారు చేయాలి అన్నారు.
ఇండియన్స్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చర్ బాంబ్స్.
పిచ్చివాడ, తినడానికి తిండి, ఉండడానికి కొంప, తాగడానికి నీరు మనం అందించినప్పుడు ఇదే మనం చేసేటువంటి గొప్ప శక్తి. ఈనాడు రష్యాలో కావలసినంత ఆయుధాలకు సామాగ్రి అంతా ఉంటుండాలి, కానీ తినడానికి తిండి లేదు.
ప్రొవైడింగ్ ఫుడ్, రేమెంట్ అండ్ షెల్టర్ ఇస్ ద మెయిన్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ పర్పస్.
ప్రజలకు తగినటువంటి అనుకూలం చేయనటువంటి యొక్క పరిపాలన లోపల బాంబులు పెట్టుకునే ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
వెన్ వీ డోంట్ ప్రొవైడ్ కన్వీనియన్సెస్,
కొట్టకొలది కూడా ధనం వ్యర్థం చేస్తున్నారు.
ఇఫ్ యూ మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చర్ బాంబ్స్ యూ విల్ బి వేస్టింగ్ క్రౌడ్స్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్.
ఇది నేనేమాత్రము అంగీకరించనున్నాను.
భగవాన్ సెడ్ దట్ హీ వుడ్ నాట్ అక్సెప్ట్ సచ్ ఎ వ్యూ.
మరి మన పైన దండెత్తి వచ్చినటువంటి వారిని ఏ విధంగా మనం ఎదుర్కోవాలి అని ఇంకోరు ప్రశ్నించారు.
నదవన్ ఆస్క్డ్ హౌ టు రెసిస్ట్ ది ఇన్వేజర్.
చెప్పారు మన దేశం పేరు ఏమిటి.
భగవాన్ సెడ్ వాట్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ అ కంట్రీ.
భారతం.
భారత,
భారతదేశము,
భారతదేశం.
భారతదేశంలో భారతమే చాలా ప్రమాణం.
ఫర్ భారతదేశ భారత ఇస్తారు.
ఈ భారతంలో ముఖ్యులు ఎవరు?
హు ఆర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్?
ధర్మజ, అర్జున, భీమ, నకులు, సహదేవుల. ఈ పంచభూతములే.
The five elements, Dharmaja, Arjuna, Bhima, Nakula, Sahadeva are important.
Kanaka Bharatamulaku pradhana sutrulu, pradhana naptulu, pradhana metrati yokka kattalu ee aidu mandi.
These are five that have taken upon themselves main role.
Arjuna ustama goppa shaktivantudu.
Arjuna is highly powerful.
Gandivani kudunu sadinchadu.
He could have even Gandiva.
Ee Arjuna kevalam Padma Sri, Padma Vibhushan titles maatrame kaadu.
Arjuna is not in possession of titles like Padma Shri and Padma Bhushan.
Arjuna Parthiva Kiriti Setvaha Bhivishirya Jai Krishna Savijati Dhananjaya. Inni titles anta untunnayi Arjunaku.
Arjuna has so many titles.
Kani inni titles inni shakti samarthyamulu undinatundi Arjunudaina kudanu anna matanu dikkarinchaka shirasu vanchutunnadu.
Arjuna with all his mighty power, he simply obeyed the command of his brother.
భీముడు చూస్తామా అతని భుజబలము, బుద్ధిబలము, గదబలం అనేటువంటి చెప్పశక్యం కానటువంటి బలం ఉంటుండాలి.
The Bhima has got the physical strength and mental
strength. ఎడం చేతితో కూడా కదిలించి వేర్ల వరకు పెకిలించేటువంటి ఒక శక్తి ఉంటుండాలి.
He could just take out a very huge tree.
అంత శక్తి సామర్థ్యం కలిగినటువంటి భీముడు కూడాను తన అన్న ఆజ్ఞను శిరసావహిస్తున్నాడు.
Bhima with all the mighty strength obeyed his brother.
కానీ ఎందుకోసం చేస్తున్నాడు?
Why?
ఈనాడు మీరు చక్కగా గుర్తించండి.
టుడే అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్
అర్జునుడు అనేటువంటి వాడు ఇన్ని అస్త్రశస్త్రములతో సాధించి ఇన్ని శక్తి సామర్థ్యాలను గుర్తించినటువంటి వాడు కూడాను అతను కేవలము ఒక అమెరికాతో సమానం.
అర్జున విత్ ఆల్ ద వెపనరీ అండ్ ఎక్స్పర్టీస్ ఈజ్ ఈక్వల్ టు అమెరికా.
ఈ ట్యాంక్స్ ఈ విధమైన భుజబలము, బుద్ధిబలము, గదబలము, ఈ యొక్క శక్తి సామర్థ్యంతో కూడినటువంటి బలం అంతా, ఆయుధ బలాలు అధికం చేసుకునేటువంటి వాడు రష్యా వంటి వాడు ఈ భీముడు.
భీమ స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ రష్యా. విత్ ఆల్ ద ట్యాంక్స్
ఇప్పుడు ఎవరికి శరణాగతి పొందుతున్నారు? ధర్మజ అనేటువంటి వాడికి శరణాగతి పొందుతున్నారు.
బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ హ్యావ్ సరెండర్ టు ధర్మజ.
కనుక ఈనాడు మనం ధర్మాన్ని పోషించినప్పుడు ఈ రెండు కూడా మనకు స్వాధీనం అయిపోతాయి, కానీ అస్త్ర శస్త్రాలతో మనం ఏమాత్రము స్వాధీనం పొందలేము.
Therefore, the moment we observe and uphold dharma, everything else will come to you.
ఎటువంటి ధర్మం ముందు అణుమాత్రంగానే ఉంటాడు.
Anyone would be just a fragment before dharma.
మనకు భారతీయులకు ప్రధానమైనటువంటి ప్రాణము ధర్మము, ధర్మము, ధర్మము.
Dharma is the main life principle for Bharatiya.
అని ఈ విధంగా నేను జవాబు చెప్పాను.
That was the reply of Bhagavan.
ఈనాడు స్వామికి ఒక విధమైనటువంటి కానుకగా మీరు భావించి ఈ మాంస భక్షణ, మద్యపానము, ఈ స్మోకింగ్ మూడు కూడా స్వామికి అర్పితం చేయండి.
Therefore, you should sacrifice non-vegetarianism, drinking and smoking today.
మూడింటిని మీరు అర్పితం చేయటం వల్ల మీరు బాగుపడతారు, సమాజం బాగుపడుతుంది, దేశం కూడా బాగుపడుతుంది.
When once you sacrifice, the society will progress, you will be better.
కుటుంబము, సమాజము, దేశము బాగుపడటమే స్వామి యొక్క లక్ష్యం.
The main aim of Bhagavan is the prosperity.
లక్ష్యాన్ని మీరు అనుసరించేటట్టుగా ఉంటుంటే, అనుసరించాలని విశ్వాసం ఉంటుంటే, మొట్టమొదటి ఈ మూడింటిని త్యజించండి ఇదే క్షణంలో.
If you have full faith in Bhagavan's teachings, follow these three.
Edo repu 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 anukokuddu.
Don't postpone saying tomorrow.
Endukalaga?
Why?
Idi next anukuntunte adi poorthi test ga maaripothundi.
If you go on saying next it becomes a test.
Test ga maaripothundi.
Then it becomes taste.
Voddu voddu.
No.
Ippude ee nimisham nunde kodanu aa sankalpanni meeru drudam chesukovali.
Right now itself determine.
Idi ee naadu mee nunchi nenu aashinchetuvanti oka aasha.
This is expected by Bhagavan today from us.
Kanuka prema swaroopulaina inti varu meeru tappaka deeni aacharinchi swamiki aanandanni andinchi deshaliki kutumbaniki kudunu sariyina aadarshakayulu avutarani nenu aashistu aashirvadistu naa prasangaanni viravistunna.
Bhagavan expects that would follow these three things. Make yourself happy, your family and the country by and large, and brings his discourse to a close.
Bhajana bina sukha shanti nahi. Hari bhajana bina sukha shanti nahi.
Bhajana bina sukha
shanti nahi. Hari nama bina aanand nahi. Hari nama naam bina aanand nahi.
Hari naam bina
hari bhajan bina sukh shanti nahi. Jap jaan bina sanyog nahi.
Jap jaan bina yog nahi.
ప్రజ్ఞాన నహి దయ ధర్మ బినా సత్య కర్మ నహి భగవాన్ బినా కోయి అపున నహి
दिन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा. दिन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा. दिन प्रसन्न होगा दिन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साईं प्रसन्न होगा साईं मेरा मैं तेरा ये प्रेम की बहती धारा साईं मेरा मैं तेरा ये प्रेम की बहती धारा साईं मेरा मैं तेरा ये प्रेम की बहती धारा साईं
सब मिलकर मंगल गाए हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए साईं भगवान सय साईं भगवान सब मिलकर मंगल गाए, साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान, साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान, सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान,
जीवन साई भगवान,
सब दुख हरण साई भगवान,
साई भगवान,
सत्य स्वरूप साई भगवान,
यही
बात साई भगवान, बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो,
साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो,
महादेव बोलो जय पांडुरंग बोलो,
महादेव
बोलो जय पांडुरंग बोलो,
महादेव बोलो जय पांडुरंग,
साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो,
साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो,
राम कृष्ण बोलो जय बुद्ध साई बोलो, कृष्ण बोलो जय बुद्ध साई बोलो,
कृष्ण बोलो जय बुद्ध साई बोलो,
जो राष्ट्र महावीर यीशु साई बोलो,
जो राष्ट्र महावीर यीशु साई बोलो,
महादेव बोलो जय पांडुरंग बोलो,
महादेव
जाए सत्य साई बोल
ಜಾನ ಕರೋ ಸಾಯಿ Oh. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki.
Jai.